Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to actor Ryan McPartlin, best known as Captain Awesome on NBC's long-running series Chuck. And this Saturday, September 3rd at 8 p.m., McPartlin stars in the NBC movie Game Time, Tackling the Past. Stick around. If Ryan McPartlin is starring, you know it's going to be awesome. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 archives, celebrity, and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of best-selling titles, including The Help by Catherine Stockett, A Stolen Life by J.C. Dugard, and Bossy Pants by Tina Fey. Here's an excerpt from Bossy Pants, read by the author, Tina Fey.
Because I am nothing if not an amazing businesswoman, I researched what kind of content makes for best-selling books. It turns out the answer is one-night stands, drug addictions, and recipes. Here, we are out of luck. But I can offer you lurid tales of anxiety and cowardice. Why is this audiobook called Bossy Pants? One, because the name Two and a Half Men was already taken. And two, because ever since I became an executive producer of 30 Rock, people have asked me, is it hard for you being the boss, and is it uncomfortable for you to be the person in charge? You know, in that same way they say, gosh, Mr. Trump, is it awkward for you to be the boss of all these people? I can't answer for Mr. Trump, but in my case, it is not.
You can also download The Profiler, written by famed criminal profiler Pat Brown and yours truly, which Pat will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of Chuck fans who would probably watch Ryan McPartlin eat a bowl of cereal every morning, and some already have, but don't let on you know, in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. As the cast of NBC's Chuck prepares for its fifth and final season victory lap, it's more than fair that two of its stars are getting outside shots at the big time. Yvonne Strahovski, who plays Sarah on Chuck, has her biggest film role to date when Killer Elite opens on September 23rd. She plays opposite Jason Statham, Clive Owen, and oh yes, some guy named Robert De Niro in that one. And this Saturday, September 3rd at 8 p.m. on NBC, it's Ryan McPartlin's turn. He's playing the lead character, pro football star Jake Walker, in the TV movie Game Time, Tackling the Past. This is Ryan's second visit to Mr. Media, and it's a pleasure to welcome him back. Ryan, how are you?
I'm great, or should I say awesome?
You could probably get away with that.
I rarely do it. I rarely say it outside of the show.
Well, we feel honored to have your awesomeness here.
So Thank you. I gotta ask you,
your football character in Game Time is named Jake Walker. On Chuck, your secret agent sister-in-law is named Sarah Walker. So is Jake a spy pretending to be a football player?
Maybe. Maybe one day you'll see a crossover. if we can manage it and pull it off, that'll be great. I think it's one of those nice football names that they just said. Walker is just a strong, solid name. So either a football player or a spy, it works both ways.
And what do you want folks to know about Game Time?
Well, I think it's just a great family movie. It's, you know, NBC has teamed up with Walmart and Procter & Gamble to make these family movie night and carve out this niche of time that you can watch it with your kids, and I think really sit down and appreciate the values that are going to be told. And, you know, Jake Walker is a pro football player who's had a bit of an arrested development and hasn't had that leap of maturity the rest of us have had. until the end of his career. He's facing, his dad has a heart attack, he comes home, and he has to face the past and reconciling with a lot of the things that were left undone. So it's just a nice, touching movie, and I felt really honored to star in it with Beau Bridges, Catherine Hicks, and Josh Brayton. And you know, Katie Carr was great. The whole experience was just a nice, touching thing for me personally. So I hope that translates on screen.
Well, and does having Beau Bridges play your dad, is it as cool as it sounds?
It absolutely is. I mean, this whole family, they're just Hollywood royalty. And I sat and just soaked up any time that he would want to just chat. I would just sit down and say, you know, you just got to shut up and listen, you know. And I would sit there and just absorb anything that he said, because it was all, man, it's just pearls of wisdom coming out. Everything, and it was just, he'd be a great coach in real life. He really would. So just listening to him talk about his family, his dad, he had stories that were amazing about what Lloyd Bridges passed on to him. And so what a blessing it was for me to just sit and listen to all the advice he had to say, without really making it advice too, which was funny enough. It was just stories he was telling, and it would just rub right off on me.
Mm. Now, I'm guessing this movie was a pretty big opportunity for you. Was this, I have to ask, was this the biggest starring opportunity you've had?
It was, and I was hesitant to take it at first, because first of all, I didn't know Beau Bridges was a part of it to begin with, and the rest of the cast. So when I looked at it, I said, you know what, I spent a lot of time trying to get away from playing the football player and being typecast as one. So I had to think about it, but then the more I thought about it, the more I said, this is my chance to have a farewell to football that I never had. Football ended abruptly for me my junior year in college. So it was really a moving experience for me to be able to go back and just kind of have my farewell to football.
Hmm. Well, and speaking of farewells, thank you for that segue. I got to take a couple of minutes and ask you about Chuck. Fifth and final season, few people expected it to last this long, and now we'll probably be able to see it forever in reruns. Do you have any moments that you could share from the show, either in front of the cameras or behind, that you'll remember?
Well, I know that every time we thought we were gone for good at the end of each season, I would cry like a baby and on set. And it was always really awkward when we'd come back to work and like, hey, Rye, good to see you, man. I'd be like, oh, God, I cried for nothing again. Here we are. So, there's just so many memories. I mean, most of my memories, though, aren't of ones that of gags that happened or funny moments. It was just really spending time like you do with your family. And we become really close. We spend more time together than most people spend in college, you know. So we have a good bond that I feel like will will translate to the rest of our careers, and we will hopefully all get to work together in some capacity again.
You have a good experience at San Diego this summer?
Oh, man. We're like the Beatles, man, when we go to San Diego. I want to spend all my life down in San Diego Comic-Con. We just love Comic-Con, and I think Zach did a great job with Nerd Headquarters and gave us a home to go back to every year.
Mm. And what can you tell us about season 5, tease us a little bit, besides the fact that the show is moving to Friday nights in October?
Yeah, we're moving to Friday nights. I'll tell you, Morgan's the intersect to begin with, and every script so far has made me laugh harder than the last, and I think it's as good as season 1. I mean, it has that fresh feeling to it again, where you go, oh, my God, this whole show has been turned upside down, yet it's still has all of its elements that remain that make it Chuck. So I am the new face of the Bymore. I have to throw that out there. so I'll be in the Bymore. It's kind of Captain Awesome's last frontier.
Oh, God. Well, listen, I got to ask you, that's going to be interesting. Before you go, I got to take this opportunity. Zach has still not appeared on Mr. Media, although you and Yvonne and Josh and Vic and Scott all have. Could I ask you personally to pass on an invitation to him as well as to Adam Baldwin and Sarah Lancaster to come on and do the show?
I will text them all right now as we speak.
You're a good man. Well, folks, listen, you can see actor Ryan McPartland's big dramatic moment as pro football player Jake Walker in the NBC TV movie Game Time, Tackling the Past, this Saturday, September 3rd at 8 p.m. And Ryan, thanks so much for the five great seasons of Chuck and for joining us on Mr. Media again today.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. You take care.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. For more original interviews, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. And if you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. You can also download our new free Mr. Media mobile app in the Android market. And, of course, you can always listen with a piece of string in a tin can in soap opera land. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line, 727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show, and unless you live next door to Mr. Media, it's probably a toll call. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening. Folks, you can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone, whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too, always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Marc Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code Mr. Media, MR Media, when you register. And thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody. This is Kevin.com Brown from the Emmy Award-winning 30 Rock. And you know what? I wish I had 30 rocks to throw at Mr. Media's ass. Yeah!